I think one day Palestinian people will return.
We are normal people, just like you.
I want to ensure equality and justice for all the people of the world.
أهلاً وسهلاً. I am Musa. Welcome to the first Radio Laji program. Stories made by Palestinian kids age 11 to 22 years. Today, Miras Al-Azza, 14 years old, has prepared a special story about our traditional dance.
I'm Miras. I've been dancing Debka for 5 years. It means a lot to me, so I made a story about it. Hope you like it. Nassim Abu Aisha is one of our Debka teachers at the Laji Center. He runs classes every Thursday for 2 hours. Our troupe now has 20 dancers, 12 boys and 8 girls.
I started learning Debka since 1998. Before 10 years or 11, I saw my friend dancing Debka, so I surprised. How did you do that? I can't do that. So I start step by step to dance like him. Then I finished training, so I prefer to be a teacher. So I started with Laji to teach Debka. And when I teach Debka, I feel that I'm free, and I translate this feeling like moves. Maybe the people will understand, maybe. Maybe not, but I hope they will understand the message. But when you teach Debka, the people who are learning Debka, they start a new life, especially the children. I hope to make the children free while they are growing up.
14-year-old Naysan is one of the dancers in Nassim's class.
When I dance Debka, I feel that I'm defending Palestine. I feel that I'm like Mira, showing the people our tradition and identity. Also, with each movement, I feel that I'm breaking the Israeli separation wall and the checkpoints.
Debka wasn't always political. Sabrine Assad is also a member of Nassim's class. She explains the history of Debka before 1948.
Debka is the Palestinian traditional folk dance. It can be performed by both males and females, or collectively. Before al-Nakba, the catastrophe, in 1948, Debka was performed at weddings, harvest seasons, and other celebratory occasions.
My grandfather is now 76 years old. He was born in Pejibri, and he can still remember what Debka was like back then.
Every region had its own version of Debka. In the north, the dance was punctuated by lots of jumping and vigorous movements.
دبكة الشمال كان فيها حركات أكثر ورقص وقفز.
Whereas in the south, the movements were softer and more routine. In each village, there were many دبكة troops. At times of celebration, each group took part in the ceremony and would enlist a special dancer, which we called a لويح, who would instruct and lead the other dancers. Generally, all groups would sing and play a flute, which we call in Arabic a shubaba, while they danced. Today, the children that dance Debka keep our tradition alive.
When I hear my grandfather say that, it makes me feel happy and proud, because I know that when I dance Dabka, I'm protecting my country's heritage. As a Palestinian, I don't know what the future will be, but I hope to dance Dabka forever.
حمرا والهانم حمرا والهانم